Back here, segment number two of In Focus, News Radio KMAN with Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. And just a real quick note here for our listeners. Having some trouble with phones today. We can't take phone calls right now. So if you want to email a question to our studio email, studio@1350kman.com, I will pass that along here to Pat here as we continue our conversation here up till about 9:30 this morning. Pat, we've covered some ground on some road projects, and obviously that's a major concern. What are some other things going on here in Pott County that you feel like listeners should know about?
Oh, we've got a, we've got a lot of things. Can you hear me?
I can. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we've got I got a call coming in, but I just want to make sure you didn't cut us off. One thing we have been talking about over the last month or month and a half is the solar / wind farms that, that has come up lately in for this area. They've got them up in Marshall County, the wind farms, and we're trying to get a little more education on those and see kind of what the best route to do is. Now, there's quite a few people that are upset about the wind farms, and there's a moratorium or a pause on that. The governor actually has issued a designation in this area that it isn't supposed to take place with the wind farms. Now, the solar, we've had a couple people, inquire about it, and we installed a six-month moratorium on the size that a commercial solar farm would take up. We're trying to get a little education on how that would impact, the area, what's the best ways of doing them. But they're, they're offering, I've heard that they're offering anywhere from $600 to $1,200 an acre to these people to put these, farms in there. That's a year. A lot of them are 30 or 35 year contracts, which, that's a pretty good, payday for, farmers or ranchers that, have some pasture or farm ground that isn't doing very well. But we're in the process of trying to set the regulations on that and what we'd like to see and what not like to see. And we just kind of put a stop on everything the way it was a month ago.
Yeah, that's been an interesting topic to watch here. And first, I didn't understand how exactly that would work, but it's a tricky situation because you got to develop regulations before you can actually allow them to come into the county.
And that's what we're working on. We're going to get some information from, some professionals and things that have, other places where they have been done and what's worked the best. We're just not going to go in there and set down a bunch of regulations and try to second guess on how things, could go or should go, but we're going to talk to some people that have a little knowledge about this and make sure whatever we do or whatever regulations we come up with are going to be, the best for the county. And that whole time I've been up at Pottawatomie County, it's been nothing but trying to do the best, that I can do to keep the county in good shape financially and economically and everything else. And so far, I think we've done a pretty good job.
Now, I remember, I don't remember if it was last week or I think it was a couple weeks ago, there was a discussion also about all the CARES money coming into the county for the health department. I know there's a lot of funds coming in here and some purchases that are going to be taking place. And one in particular I remember pretty well was the one about the generator out there for the Wamego facility. Where is that project going forward? I can't recall. Did you guys approve that, or is that something that's going to be re-looked at?
Well, we're kind of looking at it on, from a different direction. We've got, that would be at the senior center in Wamego. And I don't know, I'm checking into this to see if it is actually a designated area for emergency, housing or something like this. It needs to be it would be one of those deals where we would absolutely need it. You got to make the distinction on if it's gonna be for the purpose of, you know, housing under an emergency housing clause, or if it's just for emergency generator if something would blow out that they got it at the senior center. You got to kind of weigh what the reasoning is for putting $50,000 into a generator that might be used, you know, once or twice a year at the most. Generators are pretty high maintenance things to have around. They got to be started and ran once a month, twice a month, and, you know, upkeep on them whenever this cold snap hits. I'm well aware of generators that they worked on for a day or two just to make sure that they start. So, you know, there are just a lot of decisions, and I'm one that everybody knows, as long as people have talked to me and everything, I just don't jump on the cart. And Dave was asking me about, whenever I called in earlier, you know, about our little rows that we have, you know, up at the county. I'm sure people are aware of them. And we're not afraid to question each other. I mean, if there's a question that comes up on how something could be done or looked at or money wisely spent, we'll have a little altercation. And I think that is the good course, because you have every option available and you hear, you know, from different sides. But we leave that meeting every Monday or any other time we meet as friends and respect each other. And a lot of times we come out with, you know, the best solution at that point in time that we think that, you know, is needed.
Yeah. I agree wholeheartedly with that. You guys are not afraid to let each other know when you think someone else is not right. But that's healthy conversation, and especially when you're making decisions with taxpayer money involved here. You got to really approach it well. Just a couple minutes here left, Pat. Anything else we should let people know about here before we go?
No, you know, and there again, I question City of Manhattan and Riley County sometimes, but I do want to say to them, we appreciate all the work that you've done with us over the last 10 or 12 years, you know, with the sewer annexation, helping us with water. A lot of this growth couldn't have been done without those people. And there again, it's just like us butting heads up the county. But, you know, not everything is going to be just, you know, peaches and cream. And I think that need to question. I think we might have a little better relationship on the peers coming up to meet us once a month, and I think that'll be helpful. But I do want, and then we're a water district. You know, we couldn't have done this without them. They put the new tower up. And it sounds like we're busier than hell, but a lot of this stuff, you know, could not be to where it's at without the help of the city and rural water districts and other entities. You know, it's just this whole thing that the population down there started around 4,000 people now, and that's a small city that is being run by a county. So we appreciate any help that we can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pat, it's always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to talking to you again sometime in the near future.
Okay, thanks, Brandon.
Always appreciate it. Pat Waxman, Pottawatomie County Commissioner, joining us here on In Focus. Stay tuned. We're going to hear a pre-recorded interview we did recently here with the Manhattan Housing Authority. That's up next.